Here's Tommy's tips with the cattle dog himself.
Well, that's just criminal, mate. You know, we look after the battlers. That's what rugby league's about, working class people.
Tommy Radonikis.
One thing I will say before I get into Tommy's tips too, if this was Barnaby Joyce, let's say, doing it, the Deputy Prime Minister, would there be such an outroar? Would there be? I don't know. I mean, Barnaby's a knockabout bloke. He's a larrikin. I wouldn't think so. You may think differently. Tommy, good afternoon.
Mate, how you going?
Very well. Sorry to bring you in like that. Now, say good day to Brendan. Brendan, say good day to Tommy.
How are you, mate?
Good, Brendan. How you going, matey?
Good, mate. Good.
Where are you from, Brendan?
Burpengary.
Burpengary. Good on you, mate. Good to do battle with you.
You too, mate.
All right, very, very cordial there. Now, Tommy, 4 from 8 last week. That was after getting the clean round the week before. So Jeff Beechu, he got 6. He is taking home the ultimate meat tray, all thanks to the Burnett Meat Company. They're at Skygate in Indooroopilly. They've been crafting the finest pasture-fed beef since 1889. Now, Brendan, just for getting through, mate, you are going off to see the Broncos and Storm, June 30, that is. So just before you have to go and do your tax, you can go watch one of the games of the year at Suncorp Stadium. Now, you do too have the chance to win that ultimate meat tray thanks to the Burnett Meat Company. If you can beat, what do we got? If you can beat Tommy over 4 games, because that's all there is this weekend, being an Origin week. Brendan, the first game, tomorrow night, it is the Bunnies and the Titans.
I'll have to go for Titans this one, mate.
Titans, like that one. Tom.
All right. Listen, well, I'm going to go again. You there? I'm going the Rabbits. Mate, I don't know why, but I'm going to go the Rabbits.
The Titans are missing a few, aren't they, Tommy?
They're with Origin duties,
Hayne and Peets and now Jared Wallace. All right, now, Saturday, Brendan. Saturday, this should be one of the clashes of the year. It's the Melbourne Storm up against the Cowboys, but they've put it on in the middle of State of Origin. So no Cronk, no Slater, no Smith, no Glasby now from Melbourne. And from the Cowboys, no JT, no Cooper, as in Gavin Cooper, no Cohen Hess. This is madness to schedule this game during this round, but saying all that, who do you like out of it?
Oh, I still think the Storm will get up there, mate.
Still think the Storm? Tommy?
Yeah, I'm going with you there, and I'm going the Storm. Mm. But Ben, you did sit right there. That just shows you the type of blokes we got in running the rugby league, mate. Two of the best sides in the comp, and they got them playing on this 4-game round. Absolutely stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Even if they didn't know about Cohen Hess, Gavin Cooper was an incumbent last year, then you've got to have a look at, I mean, you would have expected Matt Scott not to be there. Of course, Slater, Cooper, Cronk.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of players have been, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Ridiculous. And that's who the fans...
Sensational game.
Yeah, and that's who the fans want to pay to see too. Now, right. Brendan, absolutely. Let's have a look. The second game on Saturday night, the Sharks are hosting the Tigers.
Oh, I've got the Sharks in that one, mate.
There's Sharks there. Tommy?
Yeah, well, I'm going the Sharks there too, mate. I think the Tigers, they've got a lot of problems, and geez, man, I thought they were dreadful dreadful last week.
Sunday, only the one game.
Origin,
I know your West Tigers too, Tommy. Now, Sunday, we're looking at Parramatta and the Dragons. Brendan?
Oh, I can't get past the big red V, mate.
Oh, you like the big red V, the Dragons. Righto. Tommy?
Mate, I'm going for the Dragons too, mate. I tell you who's going dreadful for the Eels, mate, and that's the halfback Mitchell Moses. Here he was spruiking off. He wanted all that money, shifted clubs, and mate, you can't tackle. Hopeless. And so mate, I'm going the Dragon, mate. He is hopeless. He's a player getting all that money, and I'll tell you what.
But doesn't he need time to adjust, Tommy? Isn't that
mate,
the excuse?
He does not. That's crap. Utter crap, mate. Mate, I went to Sydney. Excuse me, Brendan. I went to Sydney when I was 19 years of age, played 2 reserve grade matches, and got picked for first grade. And you know the first grade side we played against? St. George, Raper, Gaznia, all those great players. Billy Smith, do you want me to keep going?
No, Tom.
Mate, I got through that game and I stayed there 11 years. It's got nothing to do with that.
Right, there we go. No time to adjust. Oh, he's a sook now, Tommy. Now, Brendan, You are banking on tomorrow night the Titans getting up over the Bunnies. Yeah. If that happens, if the Titans win tomorrow night, barbecue at your place over the weekend because the ultimate meat tray is coming your way thanks to the Burnett Meat Company.
Good on you, Brendan. I hope you do well, mate.
Thanks, buddy.
There we go, Brendan. Thank you. Now, Tommy, stick around. I do want to ask you this. I know I'll probably be howled down, and as a Queenslander, I don't like saying it, but I've got to face facts. Jared Wallace, is he the luckiest footballer in the country getting off that shoulder charge?
Well, mate, I think he is, mate, for sure. Like, what's a shoulder? They made a rule, right?
Yeah.
A shoulder charge. If you hit with the shoulder, it doesn't matter where it hits, whatever, that's cited or penalised or whatever, you know. It's up to the referee. If he thinks it deserves a penalty, he'll say penalty. Sin bin or report, he'll put him on that, right? And if he gets put on report, surely he's got to get something.
I feel, Tommy, it's mirroring what we're seeing in society where the police are arresting people and they put them in front of the... Yeah, putting in front of the judiciary, and the judiciary says, no, we'll let you go.
That's exactly right, mate. That's exactly right. And I believe in this too, right? If a shoulder charge breaks somebody's jaw, which it has done, or whatever, the player who does the shoulder charge should get that time off himself. He should be sent for that same period of time that the bloke injured is off.
All right, so... So if you commit an act of foul play, say if it's not a shoulder charge, a swinging arm, and it busts someone's jaw or puts them out for an extended time, you should stay out the same amount of time too.
Yeah, that's right too, and that happened to me when I was playing reserve grade for Newtown. I only had a couple of reserve grade games.
Yeah,
and I hit Ernie Garland. 14 weeks I got.
14 weeks.
And I did break his jaw, so I'll go along with that. Yeah. I wasn't real happy.
Oh, no, but still, fair's fair.
Yeah, that's right, fair's fair.
Tommy, good on you, mate. Good chatting to you.
Always good chatting to you, Ben.
We will talk next Wednesday. State of Origin game two. Tommy Radonikis, the original Blues captain. Does he have a point? Like, say a shoulder charge, you get 2 weeks, but if the opposition player you've hit, and they'll take out shoulder charge, say it's a swinging arm, say it's some sort of act of foul play, should you have to sit out the same amount of time that they're out due to the injury you caused? I reckon that's fair.